The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we look forward to talking to you. So give us a call here at the show, and we'll figure out what's going on. So with you, a lot of things going on in the world of the outdoors. The General Assembly has come together, and Thursday I was invited to a meeting at Harry Brown in Annapolis. It was a meeting of the sponsored by the forestry people and hunters of Maryland, and the General Assembly folks were there. I mean, a lot of delegates and a few senators were there, and got to renew some acquaintances and rub shoulders with some folks that that we've met along the way. The Maryland Bow Hunter Society there was there in force with all their officers. And that was good to see. Their event's coming up in March, so we'll tell you more about that when we get a little closer. And got to say hi to Senator John Astle, who was probably the hardest working senator for hunters in the history of Maryland. And there were some new folks there. Senator Bailey, who's been on the air here, Jack was there, and Bill Miles, Steve Keithley, hunters of Maryland, Paul Pedito, the deputy secretary of Natural Resources. So, you know, it was an interesting gathering in a casual setting. And, you know, a lot of politics was bantered back and forth, and copies of bills were passed out and things like that. So, you know, it was quite an event. So I'm out of that world. Thank goodness. I really am out of that world. I tell you folks about some of that stuff, but this show is about relief from all that happy stuff that that goes on in the world in Washington. We talk about the outdoors here, and yeah, we're gonna talk about, you know, rules and regulations and things like that, and there'll be some political figures on here for occasionally, but it's not like it's. That's our main focus here. So, hey, we got a number of events coming up, and I want you to get your pen and paper, and I'm gonna click a few off here for you. And the first one coming up is the 21st Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction. It's 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. 2026, and all of those items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. www.amauctions.com. The first day is Tuesday, February 3rd, right around the corner at 5:03 p.m., and it's an online auction only, and online bidding will be available at amauctions.com via proxy bid. You go on the auction site, you sign up for proxy bid, and they get you all registered and things to go, and you can just watch the auction on your phone, or, you know, listen to it and bid when you want. On the auction block, estate collections and consignments, 150-plus lots of ammo, knives, swords, bayonets, hunting and shooting and reloading accessories, scopes, bows, and much more on that night. The preview is Monday, February 2nd, which is 2 weeks from Monday, from 4 to 7 p.m., amauctions.com will have all your information. And then the next thing coming up is going to be the Explore the Outdoors Expo, and you'll hear the commercials on that. That's February 21st. And a number of our sponsors will be there. Larry Albright will be there. But the following weekend, two things going on, February 27th and 28th. Albright's Gun Shop here in Easton is having a blowout sale on guns and hunting. All new and used guns will be on sale, and those dates are Friday, February 27th from 10 to 7, and Saturday, February 28th from 10 to 2. They carry First Light and Barber clothing, and that will be, that weekend, 40% off at Albright's Gun Shop. Then they're having a free gun giveaway, too. You can win a classic Remington 1187, pre-owned, beautiful condition, 12-gauge Sportsman's Field shotgun. Register in the store, no purchase necessary. You can find that at Albright's Gun Shop, 36 East Dover Street in historic Easton, Maryland. And that phone number is 410-820-8811. So that's Albright's Friday, February 27th, and Saturday, February 28th from 10 o'clock in the morning on. Then you have the, where is it here? I've got it somewhere. The National Outdoor Show. That's the same weekend, the 79th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 27th, 28th, at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek. That's in a little school down there below Blackwater. The show opens Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission is $8 for adults and only $4 per child. This is home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Yep, you're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. And they're proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surrounds them. Most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of their hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in the traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, an entertaining contest, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping. Savor the local seafood delicacies. Get your white-tailed deer, your black bear, your sika deer measured, and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday, Saturday, February 27, 28, 20, 26. And I'll see you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. Times and more details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. And that's an update on some of the things that are happening between now and the end of February, and we hope to keep you up to date. Now, let's see. We just got a text here. Who did we get a text from? Yes, Jerry in Baltimore is on hold. Good morning, Jerry in Baltimore. How are you?
Good morning, Ellie. I have to speak to you in hushed tone.
Again?
I'm still in witness protection.
Again.
I'm speaking from my apartment. I told you I live in senior unassisted living.
Yeah.
I have to speak in hushed tones for fear that my voice might carry or travel and emanate from my apartment.
I see.
I can't even say the G word. I have to call them the G girls.
Okay, the G girls.
Golden girls, but they are.
I see.
I've been advised by the local, state, and feds to kind of lay low.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention what I've been talking about for the last several weeks.
Oh.
So this week, I'm going to change up, if you don't mind, and do something different. What I'm about to say or do, I don't think you or Aaron can appreciate, both being 20-somethings.
Uh-huh.
Here it is. Here it goes. Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee. Lived in the woods when he was only three. Killed him a bar when he was only three. D.B. Crockett, king of the wild frontier. And I'm going to mention a coonskin cap, which I know you know not of what I speak. Until next week.
Uh-huh.
Signing out in Baltimore undercover.
Hey, girls, Jerry's in his apartment.
What? No, don't out me, Alan. Don't out me. They'll tear me to pieces.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alan.
Oh, never a dull moment with Jerry, that's for sure. Look, Aaron, you may not know, you may have never seen Davy Crockett on television with Fess Parker, but Jerry and I did, and probably a number of our listeners did, and Fess was the one that sang that song, and we certainly understand that, and we know what a coonskin cap is, because everybody in my era had one, because we watched, they were readily available, and we watched Davy Crockett on TV and wore coonskin caps, but I traded mine in some years ago when I was working with Maryland Trappers and asked them to get me a fox skin cap with a face on it. And they did. And that was great. So I still have it somewhere. Let's see. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you all doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Good.
Yep. So... yeah, I saw you called earlier there. I assumed you were trying to call the show, or were you trying to call me personally?
Yeah. Trying to call the show.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you have a couple numbers there, so I got it. So are you ready for the cold weather? And well, it's cold now, but are you ready for the snow to come in?
No, I could actually do without the snow.
You what? Do without it?
I could actually do without the snow.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us feel the same way. I personally like it, but the ice is what I don't like. I've lived through ice storms and power outages and all kinds of stuff. When I lived in Baltimore County, I was looking out the window, looking out our living room window one day, and there I could see just the branches on my neighbor's tree. And the power line's going through there, and I saw one of those limbs touch the power line, and just at that second, the power went out for 4 days, and I saw the I saw the genesis of it. I saw it happen right there, and it's like, oh man, you know, 50 feet away in my neighbor's yard. I'm like, what are you gonna do? I mean, I didn't know it was gonna be off for 4 days, but that's what happened, and you know. Much more well prepared for something like that now. So, I've got plenty of food stocked up here, and you know I'm good to go. I don't need to go out of here till next week. So, I do have an event on Monday if it goes as planned. The DNR communications people are going to come to one of our measures' homes and do some videotaping of him measuring a buck and get explanation and that type of thing. And then that'll go online on the DNR website, and it will be the genesis for an article in the DNR newsletter, which goes to 50,000 folks. So we're pretty happy about that, promoting bucks, bears, stags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's hope it comes off on Monday as planned. So,
yeah.
All right. Yep. So, did you get to do any hunting this year, buddy, at all?
No, I haven't been.
No. Did you get some deer meat?
Well, I think we still got some in the freezer. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I know that. So you have people give you deer meat every now and then. So, Good to hear. Cool.
It's usually I do it myself, but just haven't been.
I know it. I know you said that. So, well, I can understand it. So, yeah, it's tough when it's difficult to drive, you know, get around, that type of thing. And I know you have some issues with your vision. So, that doesn't make it any easier.
Nope.
So. All right, buddy. Well, you have a great week. Stay inside and look at the snow out your window, and just be thankful you don't have to be out in it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, bud.
Take care.
Thanks, man. See you later. Bye-bye. There goes Mr. Glenn. What a nice fellow. Well, I look across the room and I see a beautiful firebox with flames licking the fake logs, and it looks beautiful over there. It's nice and warm in the room. I've got the temperature set where I want it. And a minute ago, the dogs were out, the door was open, and the room cooled down a little bit. I didn't touch anything, and all of a sudden there were flames. There weren't, then there were. That's how it works when you set the temperature for your gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We had this fireplace back here that just wasn't working, you know. Didn't want to mess with the flue or carry wood or, you know, deal with smoke in the house and fire starter and all that. Make sure the chimney's cleaned up. Yeah, forget all that stuff. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. After a long search and several dealers, we found Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and talked to the very well-informed staff and learned a lot about gas fireplace inserts from them. So we selected them because of not only the knowledge, but their selection and their price. They did the installation in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service since then. The convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat, all of that from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. And, you know, you can use that for your primary, like my daughter does. They use a wood stove for the primary heat in the winter. Yep, they don't turn the heat on in the house till it reaches a certain temperature. But most of the time it doesn't because they've got that great wood stove in there. You know, and if you need a shed or outbuilding heated up, that's a perfect way to do it. You can select a new gas, pellet, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom and you'll be ready. Well, next year, I guess, but we'll see what they can get done for you. Give it a shot. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories,
located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mill Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms at Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. You can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, let's talk to Michael in Chestertown. Good morning, Michael. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
Hi, are you there?
I'm there. Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I'm going down the road.
I got you. Where are you headed today?
I'm heading down to my property down in Chincoteague area.
Uh-huh.
It's in a campground, but I'm on the board, and I'm just down there heading down to a board meeting today. So
I got you.
But I wanted to talk. I'm actually going over the bridge going into Chestertown and
uh-huh.
the old Bunting Pier that is runs along next to the new bridge.
All right.
You know, that's been shut down for a couple years now. Have you heard anything about it trying to get reopened or anything?
So you're in Cambridge, not Chestertown.
Oh, yeah, Cambridge. I'm sorry. Yeah,
and
Cambridge.
The Bill Burton Fishing Pier. No, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to
too
allow
dangerous.
People. Yeah. Yeah, and the cost of repairing would be far in excess of what anybody has a budget to do right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they have it. You can't even, when you pull on that parking lot, you can't get down to the water's edge or anything.
Correct.
I mean, not even to launch like a kayak or anything from there.
Correct. They don't want anybody anywhere near that bridge because, you know... Who knows how imminent a collapse of some kind would be? You know,
yeah.
Things tend to happen quick when things go wrong. So they just want to keep people off of that because of the danger. That's all.
Okay.
And of course, it's a liability thing as well. You understand?
Yeah.
But no, the piers underneath the concrete and the piers underneath that thing are rotten. So any part of it could give way at any point.
Oh, okay. I tell you, driving down here this morning, I've seen all kind of sportsmen out, there's boats. Got
yep.
people with four-wheelers. I know
yep.
they must be going out hunting.
Yep.
I tell
waterfowl.
You, it's 14 degrees out here.
Yep. Yep. We
so.
Take the hand that's dealt us. The coldest I ever hunted on several occasions was when I was 14 years old. It was 14 below zero. I do remember that. My friend and I went deer hunting in that. And I used to take my family to Pennsylvania, and Kathy and my stepson and my dad would all hunt. We'd all hunt on my uncle's farm, and there were several days it was 5, 6, 10 below zero there. And, you know, we hunted in it. So you just prepare for it. And if you get cold, you go in, and then you go back out. So,
yeah, it's always good to sit in the woods or out on a boat.
No question about that, my friend. No question about that. So,
well, good talking to you. Have a good one.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad for the question about Bill Burton Pier. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm really debating whether I should go out today with the bow or the crossbow. You know, the checking the camera, the deer are active throughout the night. There's a couple nice ones out there. There's a nice 8-point. He's kind of new. Haven't seen him around much. So, but we've got a couple there, and they are fat and chunky and furry, and they're, you know, they may appear fatter than they really are on camera, but I'm not going to shoot that 4-point. But and there's a couple I won't. There's a couple 6-points out there, but there's two or three that I would definitely consider harvesting. And I haven't seen Pee-wee in a while, so I don't know if he's shed his other little 2-inch antler or not, but maybe he's staying in. No does out last night at all. No does, at least on camera. And I did put 200 pounds of corn down yesterday. I just wanted these deer to be able to make it a little bit. Of course, you know, they want to keep them in the area for the primitive season coming up, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's one of my favorite times to be out there in the primitive muzzleloader season. So last 2 years I've been successful in taking a nice Sika deer hind with a 50 caliber percussion cap, and I do enjoy that season. And there is one thing I did do on that custom gun. Last year I replaced the front sight, which was a little tiny gold bead, with fiber optic sight, and it made all the difference in the world. It really did, as far as being able to see that front sight. So for those of you who are, you know, from back in the day and have those old percussion caps and flintlocks and you want to hunt with them and your eyes are getting a little strained, shall we say, to see that front sight, get those fiber optics and replace it. There's nothing wrong with that. And, yeah, they didn't have fiber optics back in, early 1900s or 1850s or whatever era you're trying to come up with. But I'll tell you, they're not illegal, and they are very, very effective. Let's talk to Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, buddy?
Well, a couple of things. First off, I was watching the Los Angeles Rams playing the Bears last week, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
They were in Chicago, and, of course, it was cold. And pre-game, they said to some of the L.A. people, that how do they prep for the Chicago cold? And one Ram supposedly said he puts cayenne pepper in his socks, and it
yep. –
it stimulates the blood flow and keeps your feet warm.
I heard that.
True? You've heard it too.
I heard, yeah.
I've never tried it. I didn't know. I guess I'll have to look it up and see, but I didn't know whether you had heard of it or not.
Well, and immediately I thought, you know, that sounds like a cool idea, okay? But if you're out there in a pair of socks for maybe 4 hours, you know, pre-game, during the game, and after the game, and then you can take your socks off and go in the locker room, or during the halftime, you can go in the locker room, change your socks, and get that get out of that. I don't think that's anything I'd want to wear all day long in a pair of hunting boots.
I was thinking that it might blister the feet, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. The other thing is did you hear that the man who invented throat lozenges died a couple of weeks ago?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there was no coffin at his funeral.
No coffin. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, when,
that
when
one got me.
Huh?
That one got Aaron.
That one got me. That was good.
Well, I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
That was pretty good.
Because a lot of you old timers, but when I was a kid, my parents would say, "Excuse my French," just after they said a swear word, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll never forget my first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew French.
Oh, no.
So remember, of course, that laughter is the best medicine.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
So I hope, I've been sleeping late, you know, and I've been missing your show, and I really, that always bothers me. But the other thing I was going to say is a friend of mine was talking about this cold weather coming, and she told me that she wasn't going out until the temperature was above her age, and she's retired.
Oh man, that'll keep you in, that's for sure.
So thanks a lot, and I always enjoy hearing the stories. And I was sorry to hear about that fishing pier. That was I used to stop on my way by there a lot of times, and at least walk out on it. Even if I didn't get time to fish. But
I had one of the best days, evenings on white perch ever had off that pier.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was great. So.
Well, listen, better
and
time.
And I got the privilege to work with Bill Burton for a long time. So.
Oh, listen, I used to read stories about it. And, you know, there aren't the newspaper anglers writing about stuff. I mean, we used to have Candace, what was her name, up here in Baltimore.
Candace Thompson. Candace Thompson.
And a guy that was on the Washington Times.
Gene Mueller? Gene Mueller.
Yeah. He used to always go out like New Year's Day. He'd be out fishing. You could guarantee that. So.
Yep. Bernard Lefty Cray.
Well, better times are coming.
Indeed. All right, brother. Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. There goes Joe. How about Joe? Anybody else on the line there, Aaron, at all?
Not right now.
All right. Very good. So why don't I tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop a little bit? You know, Browning has always made fine firearms. And the A5 has been a standard since the 60s. And there's a couple of them out there that have just carried on that tradition. And the newest part of that is the A5 Hunter. Now in 20 gauge, it's got a gloss back and a gloss black anodized receiver, a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines Prince checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and an ivory mid-bead. Remember what I said about fiber optics. Ideal for hunting and sporting clays, that's for sure. Let's follow that up with the A5 Wicked Wings in vintage camo. Now, y'all folks remember the first, you know, blotchy camo that came out, the green and the brown on gray and all that stuff on a light tan background. It's super reliable. Auto loader waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring kinematic drive recoil operation, a composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver, a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel, an oversized bolt release, and extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes in a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. All of that are great features if you're headed out for waterfowl, that's for sure. With that, you get an ABS case to contain your A5 Wicked Wing vintage camo. Both of those from Clyde Sports Shop. Rifles, shotguns, handguns, over and unders for waterfowl, big game hunting, and personal protection. Clyde Sports Up is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. That is the Lansdowne Halethorpe area on the west side there. Phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, so for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all hunting accessories, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. And don't forget the full line of fishing tackle, live bait, and all the fishing accessories, too. Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstate. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run, but women, more boys raise on shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, Hank, for the reminder that a country boy can survive, and you can learn to survive no matter where you live, that's for sure. So, you know, I did go out yesterday, did a little shopping. I wanted to get a few things put in here, and I didn't find it too horrible. But I was all done. I came home, and I thought, well, I'll just bring the snow shovel in and put it in the house here, you know, so I can shovel my way out if I need to do so. And my snow shovel was gone. Stolen, absconded with, some scoundrel thief took my snow shovel. Not the first time. It's not the first time that somebody's come up on my porch and gone, you know, behind the little bushes there in front of the house and grabbed my snow shovel and stole it. So here I am, day before the storm, trying to find a snow shovel. And I want to thank my buddy Jeff from the Giant for helping me out there, and was able to get a new snow shovel from the folks at Giant. I talked to the big box store here in town, and they were sold out of two pallets of ice melt and all the snow shovels that they had in stock. And I figured this is going to be a mess. I'll never find one, and I didn't even go to the other big bucks, because that was a mess. I'd been there earlier in the morning, needed some stuff for the dogs, and I just I wouldn't have suspected to, you know, pick up a shovel at the grocery store, but I did, so that was good, and I'm set to go. But isn't that a pretty common thing to do, for somebody to steal your snow shovel? I mean, come on. what are you going to do? 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Why don't we try to hear from somebody we've never heard from before, or somebody who hasn't called in at least a year? Give us a call here. Renew your relationship with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'd love to talk to you. 410-922-6680. Some of you may have heard the interview last week with Ed Hale, who's running for governor. Welcome your opinion on that if you've thought about it for a week, and maybe you have an opinion or maybe you don't. Either way, it's fine. Let's see. That sounds like somebody that is on the line, maybe. Okay, Aaron, who's there? Mark in Delaware. Let's go to Mark in Delaware, and we will
talk to you. Your story about the neighbor stealing... What? No, no, it's a neighbor. Somebody stealing your shovel.
Yes.
Yeah, happened to me years ago.
Yeah.
This guy was a real genius. He lives four doors down.
A genius, yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, just four doors down. I left basically a brand-new shovel standing up by itself in the snow.
Yeah.
I come back, and there's this piece of junk where my shovel used to be. So, right. And looked like a piece of corrugated metal,
yeah,
on the end of a stick. So I just kept my eyes open,
yeah,
And within an hour, I see this young fella, and there's my shovel in his hand.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he figured I'd be too proud to say anything, but I wasn't. I walked up and said, "I believe this is yours, and you've got mine." And he looks at me, "Oh, I must have made a mistake."
I guess you did.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Yeah, you did. That's no the wrong guy.
So the reason I'm calling is not to them, but I went out when I could and bought one of these real thick Sharpie markers.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote my name on the snow shovel all over it.
Good.
So there would be no possibility that he could say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that wasn't mine."
Yeah, right.
And by marking it, we're using paint works equally well.
Sure.
Whether it's blue, red, whatever color you like, you spray paint on it, and it makes it more difficult for somebody to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, it was an honest mistake."
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But
okay. As I took your shovel away and put mine there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I had I had a sister-in-law that lived in Laurel one time. She went out to start her car one morning, and her car wouldn't start. So she opened the hood, and there's no battery.
Oh!
Someone had stolen her battery out of her car. You know, that's when you could get in from the hood, and you know, you didn't have to get inside and pull the little lever and so forth back in the day. So she naturally did what you're supposed to do. She went down to somewhere and got a battery and put it in. Next day, she goes to start her car, and her car wouldn't start. She said, "This can't happen 2 days in a row." She opened the hood and looked in, and somebody had put her old battery back in and taken her brand new one.
Oh, my God.
I hadn't connected it, of course, just stuck it in there.
Ages ago, a lifetime ago, I was parked overnight in Bolton Hill and came out in the morning, and I noticed something looked funny about the trunk lock. Mm-hmm. And in fact, somebody had forced it open, stolen. Here's what's great. They took my papers out of my auto bag out of the trunk, stole my spare tire and wheel, put the mat back down, which fell, of course, into the well, put my bag with all the business papers back in on top, and closed the trunk. And the miracle was they didn't steal a really expensive leather bag, which didn't belong to me, and all the papers in it. I learned a lesson never to leave anything in a car that was of value like that.
Yeah.
It was a foolish thing to do. But, oh, man. And then there's the joke about the time I broke down and I start looking under the hood, and I feel a car vibrate. So I said, what in the world is that? And I look around, and there are two guys in the back jacking up my car and taking a tire off. And I said, "What are you doing?" And one of them looks up and says, "Hey, man, you take what you want, we'll take what we want."
Yikes. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, what?
Yeah, I knew a fellow. This is a true story. Drove a wrecker. Picked up cars that had broken down, stuff like that. And he was on Howard Street, downtown.
Right.
And he had been dispatched to take his tow truck down and drag a car away.
Right.
And gunfire broke out. This, they two groups, they were firing across Howard Street at each other. So he said, "Forget this," jumped in his tow truck and headed north, and apparently they had hit one of his tires.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on a, you know, a pretty big, heavy vehicle.
Yeah.
And he just decided, forget the tire, I'm getting out of here. And he kept driving. By the time he got far enough away, there was basically nothing left.
Yeah.
He was driving to the rim. But he lives to tell the story.
That's right. Wow. All right, my friend, got to let you go. We got to get our last break in here. I appreciate the call. Stay dry, stay cool, stay warm, stay whatever. You know, just lock yourself in and enjoy the day tomorrow.
You too. Good luck. Right,
thanks. See you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, let's. Well, we'll be right back to close out the show after this.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers, don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, folks, there's the music for me to get out of here for a few minutes so you can listen to the news and weather and get all Twitter-pated about everything that's happening in the world. But when you come back, you'll have the voice of calm and you can chill out. We can talk about stories about the outdoors, or you can listen to them, and we can have a little fun together. So this weekend, So, remember, when we go out there and you see all those birds and wildlife and waterfowl and the beautiful environment that we have here in Maryland, remember who the creator of all that was. Think about that every now and then. Give credit where credit is due, God and His creation. So remember your faith, remember your family, remember your friends, remember your freedom. We'll be back in a few minutes.